Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got you for another nutty chat for the dog days of podcasting. That's right. Today with me, I've got Mr. Robin Burge. Robin, say hello.
Hello.
And why don't you tell everybody all of the gazillion podcasts you're from?
Most recently, I am from the Defenders podcast, which is a podcast about the Marvel Netflix series, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also on the iZombie podcast, a fan podcast for the CW show iZombie. And I'm going to be starting up again with Redemption Cast, which is an intro cast for the TV show Angel.
And that's been on hiatus, basically, yeah. So that the newbies could focus on finishing up Buffy.
That's right.
Yeah. No, you guys split that up. You split that up like as Buffy switched networks, though, right?
Yes.
That was the perfect time to do that.
yeah, because it wasn't much. There's, you know, spoilers. There's not much crossover after. And, you know, these guys, it's hard to get, you know, I have four co-hosts for that show. So it's hard to get everybody in a room, not in a room, but on the same Skype call at the same time. Yep. All the time. So when you're doing two shows at once, it just takes forever.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. Well, and it feels like they've been doing this show forever, but it's only been, what, like, I'm trying to think, 5 years, I think. I think they just celebrated 5 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because so many intro casts have moved on beyond the, well, we'll figure out a time to record to, we record this day, every week, set your schedule, and we'll do it.
Yeah, yep. It's my co-host, Illyrio, who, you know, kind of steers the ship. He's a big fan of, if we can all do it, we're not doing it.
And I like that. I like that a lot, actually. I am a big fan of that. On my show, Beyond the Wall, unfortunately, we can't really do that because we've got to get the episodes out in a timely manner because we're doing it for something that's on the air. But for something that's already been done and recorded, I mean, I am so there for that. I mean, one of the reasons that we haven't done our, what did we just finish? Season five? Our season five wrap up is we can't all get together at the same time.
Well, you've got like, what, 6 more months to do that?
Well, last time I think we did our wrap up in the fall as well. So we'll probably just make a habit of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe the Blu-rays are coming out around that time. Maybe, maybe more towards Christmas time.
Yeah.
But you can revisit it.
Absolutely. But I like the idea of if we can't all be there, we're just not going to do it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's just sometimes when you're like, all right, we're going through 7 seasons of this and 5 seasons of that. It's like, we want to move on with things, you know? And, you know, the listeners, of course, are like, hey, so you guys recording anytime soon?
Now, you did some other intro casts before, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually completed an intro cast that was...
You were the first to complete an intro cast, I believe.
I could have sworn there was one before me, but okay. I could be wrong. But FisherCast was a 6 Feet Under podcast. And we went through all 5 seasons of that. And 1 week after, I don't think we skipped any weeks.
No, I don't think you did. You guys went through that really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, HBO seasons are like, you know, shorter.
That's true. That helps a lot when you've got a shorter season. I always forget that's an HBO show. I don't know why.
That's the thing with iZombie. They had a shorter first season because they premiered mid-season. Mm. And a lot of folks are like, oh, I hope they get picked up for the back 9. And I'm like, yeah, I do too, sort of. I like the break.
Yeah. Having a nice break is definitely good. I am all about doing shorter seasons, and I mean, for storytelling wise, anyway. I mean, I hate the idea of filler episodes. There, in today's day and age, with the way that television is evolving, and they're starting to copy the model that the BBC and other channels have taken, where it's we're going to tell you a story, and we're not going to use any more episodes than we need. Mm-hmm. I don't see a reason to have filler episodes.
If they're willing to do like what the X-Files did, which was like standalone episodes, if it's like a case or something like that, that's one thing. But there are shows that I can see they start to suffer from, and you know, they're serialized television like Arrow. You know, about three quarters of the way through a season of Arrow, I'm always like, all right, already, let's push on. And it's just, you know, it struggles because of that.
Yeah.
It's a 22 episode season.
Well, and I think so many networks are just like, but we need those advertising dollars. And they're so stuck in this old model of, well, we've got a fall season and we've got a spring season. Well, no. Break it up into three seasons. Break it up into four seasons. You know, if you're starting a new show when everybody else is showing reruns, I mean, hey, Saved by the Bell proved this. You put some new content out when everybody else is doing reruns, suddenly your show is going to get a bunch of more viewers. Yes, I am using Saved by the Bell as a model.
Saved by the Bell thing. Okay. All right.
Well, because they did that one season where it was the summer. And so they, in the summer, they're putting out episodes of the kids at their summer jobs, and their ratings like doubled because, and suddenly they had better ratings in the fall because there were all these people watching that weren't watching before because there was nothing else on TV.
Mm hmm.
So, I mean, everybody likes new shows.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there is some garbage that does get dumped in the summer.
This is true.
I did watch the entire first season of Extant, and I will never watch any more of that ever again.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Halle Berry gets pregnant in space show.
Oh, no. Oh, Haley.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, she used to be able to not do anything but make pure visual gold, and now I can't remember the last thing I liked her in, and it's really sad because she's a fantastic actress, but she's just on all these horrible projects. I think it was Catwoman that killed her.
Yeah, unfortunately. I remember when she was in Delirious, and I was like, who is that gorgeous woman? Like, forget Robin Givens. Who's this other girl?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Halle Berry is one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Oops, I was wrong. It's Boomerang. Delirious is an Eddie Murphy comedy film.
Oh, yes, Boomerang. Yes. No, Boomerang is much better than Delirious. Boomerang, you know, a lot of people give Boomerang a hard time, but I am a huge fan of Boomerang. There are so many amazing things in that movie. And let's not forget Grace Jones, okay?
Grace Jones, yes,
and the 7-Up guy. I mean, it's just perfect. And Granddad from Boondocks is basically playing Granddad. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like a mix between Granddad and the dad from Friday, both of the same guy. I'm constantly quoting that movie, and nobody knows what I'm talking about either.
Oh, wow. Well, I barely remember. I do remember the fact that it was just Halle Berry. Like, I always had my eye on her from then on. I don't know why this turned into a Halle Berry conversation, but
because she's beautiful and we couldn't help it. So, are there any other podcasts that you've done that we haven't discussed? Because I feel like the list has to be longer.
Yeah, I was on Media Junkyard for the longest time. People might be listening and don't even know me, but like I laugh because I've like actually guessed. This is probably like, I don't know, my 60th?
Probably, yes.
Guest spot. And these are like 60 or so different podcasts that I've just kind of guested on. And gosh, it, just the longest list. But
the only person I know that actually keeps track of all of that is Shane Poole. And he once told me, he was like, oh, I was on my whatever different episode. Different? That's a good word. Different podcast, you know. And at one point he's like, I just was on the 100th podcast episode that I've ever recorded. I'm like, where are you keeping this information?
Wait a sec. Okay. Now we got to qualify this. Is 100 different podcasts?
Well, no. There were two separate events. He had a different podcasts number, and I can't remember what that was, including all of his guest spots. And then there was his 100th podcast that I think were of his podcasts.
Okay.
So I'm sure I fudged the numbers, but I'm just going to keep saying his name because he told me that I've mentioned him a bunch of times in this project. So now he has to drink again. It's great. We're going to get Shane drunk.
Well, I'm calling you out, Shane. Now, what kind? What is it? You know, we have to find out what this number is.
Well, I'm sure he hasn't beat you, so you're
okay.
You're safe there. I mean, although I don't know if we had numbers, I still think that Kevin Batchelder probably has you beat still.
Ooh, yeah, he's been in the game a long time, that Kevin.
He's also got longevity. Yep.
Yes. but yeah, Media Junkyard, it was just me and three other guys talking about movies and TV and stuff like that. It was fun. It was very bro centric and frat party esque. And but you know, these guys are really good friends of mine. Let's see, there was also the Starkville's House of L. It was really cool because it was like this is a podcast that was dedicated to Smallville, and I'd been listening to them since I started listening to podcasts, and all of a sudden you know, I just got to chatting with those guys, and they were looking for some help in the final season of Smallville, so I got to actually podcast on their podcast. It's like a dream come true.
That was a pretty big podcast for quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
If you watch Smallville, I think you had to watch it, yeah. Listen to it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, when I think though back to all the different podcasts, you know, it's funny because we're in this age of people going through old TV shows, you know, with IntroCast and then rewatch podcasts, you know. But there was like a good chunk of time where every TV show podcast was about a show that was airing then.
Yeah.
And it was really wild. And I could not imagine trying to tell myself then, you know, okay, you're listening to all these Heroes podcasts. You're going to be listening to podcasts where they go episode by episode over Buffy, and it's not Ravello Drive. Shout out to those who are very old school podcast listeners. They'll know that one.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
it was a very, very old Buffy podcast. I think it was like 2004. There was that one. And then there was another one where there were two guys that went through each episode of Buffy. And that was pretty cool, too. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was Cool Refreshing Zima came out. But I just couldn't listen past their bad audio quality. I know. I'm sorry, Tabs. I know you love them. Sorry. Flashing back to the old days.
No, I mean, I'd been just chatting back and forth with Steph, and she finally was just like, I just experienced this awesome show for the first time, and I just want to do it again and again and again. How about I make a podcast about it? And yeah, I was like, why didn't I think of this? And I somehow got myself involved in the spinoff. So,
well, that works. You know, we always need extra plucky characters for spinoffs.
Yeah.
You know, if you want them to work, you can't just have like the character from the main show and just have them go on their own. You need to add more dimension.
Or dementia, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that helps a lot in podcasting, you know. Level chemicals does not make exciting podcasts.
That's true.
And with that, thank you for joining me today. This has been a blast chatting with you, as always, Robin. I know that you're in the process of reworking some URLs, but where can people find you that you can tell us about now?
Well, I mean, Redemption Cast will be coming back in a few weeks. They definitely have a spot on the web, but right now it's redemptioncast.blogspot.com. And, you know, stay tuned. I mean, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/LRobinYero. It's like a E-L, Robin, E-R-O. And I will probably be updating there on where you can find my other podcasts when their homes have been, you know, nice big flag in the mud or whatever. I don't know what I'm saying.
And anymore. I'll put links to their Facebook pages so that people can follow information there as well, in the show notes. So thank you so much for joining us. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Fantasticast is your guide to the Fantastic Four from the beginning of the Marvel Age of Comics in 1961 onwards.
Each week, Steve Lacy and Andy Leyland cover every issue, spin-off, guest appearance and cameo, and more.
And in 2015, we begin our journey through the decade that tastes forgot, the 1970s.
Join us as we take a look at
the departure of Jack Kirby and Stan Lee,
the Kree-Skrull War,
the arrival of Marvel Team-Up,
Bill Murray as the Human Torch,
creators including Roy Thomas, George Perez, Marv Wolfman, Jerry Conway, Rich Buckler and John Byrne,
and of course Marvel 2-in-1.
All this and more at ffcast.libsyn.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.
The Fantasticast.
Insert catchy tagline here. Wait, what?
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.